Here we go. Final report from Keene, New Hampshire. Joining us is Rich Avery. I'm not sure if he's still in Keene, New Hampshire, but Rich, welcome. Congratulations to you, Coach, Manager Elwell, the players and the families and so on. A huge win this evening in that 7-5 decision over Vermont to win the New England Regionals.
Yes, thanks for having us, Bill. It was a great game. We knew going in it was going to be a tough game from that Vermont team. They hit very well. But we just, you know, stuck to our game plan again, and it worked out again.
It was two games today, two games for Vermont as well. You beat them in your opener there last week, 6-5. You beat them 7-5 in the championship game. I guess maybe a pitching highlight or two, and then we'll go to some hitting and defense quickly, I guess.
Yeah, we had pretty much everyone available except for Josh Doney today, so we knew... Chris Mox started the game. He pitched very well for the first three innings, but, you know, it's a long tournament, and, you know, he kind of tied out there in the third, so we knew right away if anyone got in trouble that we had the arms to just keep going. So, you know, after Chris Mox came out, we put Matt Lewis in, and he got us a couple innings, and then we put Jake Peterson in for another couple innings, and then Jared Payone closed it out, so it was actually a great team effort for the pitching side of it.
How about on the offensive side?
Yeah, another good day for the at the plate with Chris Mox again. I think he had a couple RBIs, a couple timely hitting, and you know, Vermont playing, I think they were playing their sixth game, four games in 3 days, so they were a little light on their pitching at the end there. So we were just ready to attack them and attack the good pitches and leave the bad ones. They walked a few of us. So, you know, we took advantage of everything they gave us and came out on top.
You know, I love asking you about defensive plays because, you know, there are always big defensive plays when you win games like this at this time of the year. Was there a defensive play or two that stands out tonight?
Yeah, we had... like I said, our middle of our infield is just rock solid all the time. And again, today, Vermont had a little rally going. They got a guy on with nobody out. They were looking to, you know, they were looking to run and do some damage. And shot to Christian Figueroa in the hole. He flipped to Jaden Driscoll, and they turned too quick and got us out of that. You know, stopped that rally and like cold, and you know, just put us back into a position to go hit again.
Rich, just on the game, on this game, the second game today, was your biggest lead 4-1 or was it 4-0 or am I wrong there?
Yeah, no, they came out and scored two runs in the bottom in the top of the first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then we came right back and scored two. Yeah, we went ahead. I want to say we went ahead 6-2, and they kind of creep back in, made it 6-5, and we scored another one, made it 7-5. And held them off.
All right, Rich, it's on to the World Series. So tell us about that. Where is that? When is that? What does that involve?
Yeah, so we are heading down to Stafford, Virginia. I think we're actually driving home from Keene right now. we're going to go all meet at the field after we get our parade in from Goodwin Circle. And we're going to have a meeting about when we're leaving. I think we're leaving on August 10th, and we could be there, I think, up to 8 days when we get down there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, the football season starts in Lynn pretty soon, Rich. You know, we got to get you back here for that, you know.
I know. I actually had a vacation plan that I have to cancel now as well. So, but I always said, you know, if for some crazy reason we get to the World Series, that I'd be happily going to cancel my vacation.
Well, that's great. Rich, any other final thoughts from you or maybe just share with us what happened after the game or anything, any notes or anything to share with us in this kind of a celebration at Keene as you head back to Lynn?
Yeah, I mean, we just, you know, I can't thank our parents and all our support. We had a bunch of people come up from Lynn today and once we won that 10:00 game, we had a huge crowd, bigger than Vermont, that's for sure. And you know, our parents and all the support from Lynn was fantastic, and we can't thank them enough. It really does mean a lot when you know you have that many people behind you cheering you on.
Well, I started off by congratulating you and Coach Manager Alwell, the team, and, of course, the parents, and that is just a great way to end it as well. Rich, thank you so much for your help and for helping us get this story out. And it's a great story. It's a fun story, and it kind of livens up our summer a little bit. So thanks for the players for doing all that. That's great.
I appreciate your support and the coverage as well, Bill. Thank you.
All right, take care. There he is, Rich Avery, a coach on the Lynn Babe Ruth All-Star team, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.